much sleep did you get last night, Coach?
A little bit. I know the staff, quite a few members of the staff were in early this morning. Kind of hard to throttle down after an evening like that. But great to see our fans when we got back into town, and an incredible situation when we got back at the airport. Just awesome to see.
Could you just take us inside the airplane just a little bit? Just how much fun was that trip?
Oh, it was just, some guys, very few, tried to catch some sleep, in particular members of the coaching staff, because they knew it would be an early morning. But overall, just great to see from the flight attendants when we got on board to the players interacting with other staff members and staff members that have been here a long time that, have carried this for a while. So it's fun to watch the players also just really kind of relax a little bit and enjoy the moment together and the fellowship that was going into that. And then when we landed, they said that the pilot, I think, came on the intercom and said that the tower said congratulations to the flight control. So that was pretty cool. And then to see the fans, incredible experience. I've been around it a little bit before, but nothing like that. Nothing like the first half hour after the game in the locker room, that type of environment, that type of situation, and then also when we got back, let's not forget it was -6 degrees, I think, on my dashboard, and it wasn't 8 p.m., it was 2 a.m., so, and there's little kids out there. It was pretty neat.
What is the update on Sean McCoy, if you have one?
He's going to have a chance, we'll see. We're continuing to go through the evaluation, the medical evaluation on that, but I got some good news this morning, so we'll just continue to monitor as we go forward.
There was good news.
Just that was reported that things, the x-rays were negative.
So the fair to call is sprained?
I'm not going to get into it.
Just, if you are able to have him, I guess it goes without saying, he's been your most important player offensively all season. How big would that be for this team if he was able to go, even if he's not quite at 100%?
Yeah, that'd be big. He's obviously, a big part of what we do. That said, I loved what I saw yesterday, which is true of our entire team. You've seen 63 guys prepare all season long, and I thought that was on display yesterday when Murph stepped up and did his job, and as well as Mike Tolbert. So our coaches do a great job of preparing not only the guys that are our starters, but also the guys that are expected to play after that. So,
Coach, do you think you have to evaluate whether or not to make a roster move just as a precaution in the event that LeSean can't?
Yeah, those conversations are ongoing with Brandon. We talk a lot about, we've already discussed some of that, and we'll continue to discuss other areas as well. Yeah.
So when x-rays are negative, does that mean there's just no sign of a break? I guess that's what that means.
Yeah, I'm not going to, I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on television, so.
What's your thoughts about Marcus Murphy?
Here's a young man that's, I know he returned a kick against Carolina when I was there years ago. He's been in the league a couple of years, and he's earned the right. We talk a lot around here about earning the right to you fill in the blank. You finish the sentence, and he has earned the right. And he's done it all the way since the time he came in the building with the way he approached practice, his opportunities in practice with the scout team, whether it was on the offensive side, on special teams. He was prepared and he executed. So I was happy to see that. Real proud of him.
Went to a good college.
Regarding fan reaction, the videos that you might have seen on social media, have you got a chance to see anything like that over the course of the last 16 hours?
Yeah, I've seen. I can't say I've seen it on social media. I'm not on social media, or actively on social media. But I had a chance to see some of it, capture some of the different things that people shared with me, and it was it's really just a neat thing to be a part of. Whether you're a head coach, or Joe Smith in the community, or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just a neat thing to say you were a part of it and you were there when it happened. And the things that stands out. That brought a tear to my eye a little bit was when they showed the reaction of the different restaurants and you know, get together places that were going on out there, of the different reactions when we got in, and then I think the concourse, the setting in the concourse, when our fans who were at the game were watching the Cincinnati game countdown there. So it was pretty cool to watch.
You've talked about, you know, having an understanding of what this team means to this community, and you know, the Sabres in there as well with that. But did that level of understanding maybe even go up a notch after what you saw last night?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think all the things we've talked about up to this point in time really illustrate that.
Your honest assessment, when it was 4th and 12, there was a great video that Hauschka put up there of you guys watching the play develop, but what were you thinking at 4th and 12? Were you, like, prepared to have a moment of just utter disappointment there? Because it was a pretty long shot.
You know, I've been around some of that before. I've been a part of a 4th and 26 before in the, I think it was a wild card game. So never say never. A lot of praying going on, and really just wanted the right thing to happen for our guys and for this city. And, you know, if that meant we were going to continue to play, great. If it didn't, you know, we've made a lot of progress in a short amount of time. And the great part about it is, you know, we still have a lot of room to grow, and we're still building. We're not where we need to be. As good as this moment is, and we're kind of in the 24-hour rule right now for us as a team, but we still have a lot of room to grow.
You know, Sean, what Bills tweeted out a letter that they were going to send to the Bengals, thanking them for the win, and that they were going to send wings. What input do you have into the amount of wings, type of wings, or things that you would like to give the Bengals?
You know what? I reached out. I was on the phone with their defensive coordinator shortly after the game, Paul Gunther. He had actually called me to congratulate us, and which was a class move, and I thanked him. And then since that time, I've reached out to a couple of their coaches, Marvin, and as well as Bill Lazor, their offensive coordinator, and you know, wanted to say first congratulations to them, and then also show our appreciation. So and help comes in a lot of ways. For us, it came in the last week of the season, and for other teams, it comes before the last week of the season. So we were thankful to get it, no doubt about it.
So you send Dalton like you know, a bottle of wine, half keg, Mercedes. How do you?
No, I don't. You know, whatever. I'll back whatever we decide to do as an organization here. So.
What do you make of the just? If you have a chance now, or maybe during the flight home or at any point overnight, to reflect back on the obstacles that this team has overcome, from the whole anthem protest thing to playing in that snowstorm to, you know, the three-game skid, and just how far this team has come and what it's persevered through these past 17 weeks.
Yeah, every season's a little bit different. You know, every season you go through tests and challenges, though. And you've heard me say that before, right? That it's going to try and pull you apart. It's going to test you, and it's going to test your mental toughness. And I think we saw our tests really early on, which happens in the first year, right? Where if you're making some what perceived to be tough, difficult decisions, and we made some of those. And our players hung right in there. They kept their eyes on the target, and they persevered. And this is a resilient group of guys that's been built over the course of a season. And Brandon and his staff do a phenomenal job of bringing in those types of players that have that type of DNA. And we just continue to move forward. I mean, this is a team that's tested, and we've gone through those tests.
Can you finally say I told you so about all the tank talk?
I'll let you guys handle that. We're moving on after today to the first round of the playoffs.
Here. Sean, how important is it to have players? Some of these guys here had not played a meaningful game in the last 2 weeks of the season. They get that experience. They get another week of a playoff experience now in terms of the overall development, of especially the younger guys.
Yeah, that's huge, Bucky. That's like I was asked the question last week, what would it mean? It meant another step, right, in our development as a football team, as an organization. The experience that we got within the last week of playing in that type of game, a must-win game, and then also the experience that we're getting now going into this week, that a lot of our young players or even players that have been around the NFL, this team, what have you, haven't been in this type of situation. So there's some leadership challenges within that. There's also a mindset challenge that we have to get buckled back in after today and hit the reset button so we can focus on the task at hand. But there's so much experience and valuable experience that we can learn and take from the last 2 weeks here. And we'll see how far we go here.
Well, you feel pretty good about the fact that the NFL kind of gave you a nice break. They gave you a 1 o'clock Sunday game because you're coming off back-to-back road games. You don't have to play Saturday. When you saw the schedule, did you feel like that's nice, that's good for us?
You take it however it comes out. Certainly, if we had to play Saturday, if we had to play whenever, we play whenever. You know, you guys know that about me and about us. And but yeah, it's from the standpoint of getting back when we did last night or earlier this morning. That certainly helps us out a little bit.
Sean, after the game, it looked like you shook hands or hugged with every player and coach that was walking into the locker room. Is that a weekly thing? And whether it is or not, why do you do that after the game?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a weekly thing. I think I've done in some games. I just do whatever's on my heart, really, at that moment. These guys, they put it out there. You know, they bleed, they sweat, and they put their heart, mind, and soul into their jobs, and I appreciate that. And they play hurt. It's not an easy lifestyle at times, and so I want to show them how much I appreciate it.
Sean, you touched on the adversity of turning the roster over a little bit at the beginning stages of the season, but in the stretch of the year when you lost 4 of 5 and pretty handily, I mean, what was the challenge for you to try and keep the locker room afloat and keep them, afloat with the message that you've been trying to convey all season and to not let, the dangerous times of the later parts of the season seep into it?
Yeah, I think my biggest concern, Joe, was really for our building at the time in terms of, the first time going through that type of situation, that window of those results that we were getting on the field and being able to stick with it long enough to come out on the other end of it. That was really probably so far, I would say, considerable test and one that we passed. And that goes back to the resiliency of this football team and really what this city is all about, the blue-collar approach, the work ethic, the determination that, no matter what people say about us, we're going to compete. We're going to compete like crazy. And, I think that was one of the, if you're going to put, a landmark moment for this first year, that was probably one of them. And then to win a game at Kansas City against a quality opponent, well-coached team. And it was ironic because that's one of the great lessons I learned from Andy Reid was just to stay the course. We went through certain situations, several situations like that in Philadelphia over the years, and Andy always stayed the course. He adjusted the plan when and where necessary, and we did that. But to go out there and beat a good Kansas City football team was, a landmark moment for us this year.
Sean, is this a week where you start to lean on your veterans even more than you did during the regular season? Guys like Mike Tolbert and Micah Hyde who had experience in the playoffs with the Packers?
Yeah, we've got some guys that do have some experience, some guys that have gone to different depths in the playoffs. Leadership's always important. I talk a lot about that and that leadership council that I have. Some have been to the playoffs, some haven't. I'm going to rely on all those guys to continue to connect my message and probably more than anything, lead by example this week.
Sean, what did you learn about your quarterback, in the last couple months, how he responded to go from, being on the bench in L.A. to, standing there as the starter for a playoff team yesterday?
Well, I think just like our entire football team, we are a work in progress in terms of we're not finished. We continue to grow and learn. I think Tyrod really embodies that. He embodies he's been told that hasn't been X or hasn't been Y, but he goes back out there and he led this football team. And I thought he did a phenomenal job, and he continues to. And You know, quarterback play is so important in this league, right? I thought he played a good, solid game yesterday, and there's a lot we can improve on as a team. In his case, no different. So we're just going to continue to grow, continue to embrace that mindset, and we've done that every week so far.
How important was it that he handled it the way that he did and didn't let it, kind of like the rest of the team, when things went bad, he didn't let it, you know, detract him from what he was doing, and he didn't seem to waver much of it?
Well, yeah, well, mental toughness is you know, a good quality to have. And, you know, I believe it can be developed going through certain trials and tribulations and whatnot. I think it's a great characteristic of a good, strong team. Football, basketball, doesn't matter. You've got to have mental toughness. And I think our team has that and has showed that throughout the season.
Sean, do the playoffs get a little bit more intense, a little bit faster? Or I know coaches want to keep everything the same so you don't have that, no wavering, but does it ratchet up just a little bit throughout the week and then especially on Sunday just a little bit faster?
In terms of the intensity, yeah, I mean, this is – that'll be one of the things, you know, we try and to share with our team is just that stay in our routine. In fact, try and enhance our routine, but really understand that the speed, the intensity definitely ratchets up in the playoffs, and that's probably the biggest thing for those that haven't been around it, that there's an adjustment there.
Sean, what do you recall just where you were in your life in 1999, the last time the Bills were in the playoffs?
1999, first year with the Eagles. Yep, graduated college in 98, and then was with the Eagles in 99, and saw Andy Reid come in, you know, so... ironic how those years have paralleled a little bit. That's right.
Started checking them off each year.
That's right.
Sean, how do you transition from the high of getting into the playoffs to, you know, focusing on another game?
Yeah, kind of like what I was alluding to earlier, just 24-hour rules in effect, and I want everyone to enjoy it. I mean, it's been a long time coming, like I mentioned last night and earlier today. I don't want to... you know, move on too fast, but that said, we have to. We've got to hit the reset button and get ourselves back to square one and earning the right to win this weekend. I'll take one more.
Sean has played fullback various times earlier in his career. Had you cracked this handing him the ball before last week ever? And kind of how did that, was it Monday, Tuesday, where somebody said, wouldn't this be a great thing to do if it comes up, or how did you tell us what to do that?
Yeah, really just, you know, Juan Castillo and Rick Dennison, you know, came up with a good play design. And Kyle, you know, was a running back at Ruston High School years ago, right? So, you know, and Kyle's a guy I trust, you know, to carry the football. And so, you know, he executed. And I don't know about the whole dance and celebration that he put out there, but you can ask him more about that.
But he had never carried the ball in practice before last.
That I can recall.